This is John Lothian with the commentary and stories from the first read section from today's John Lothian newsletter for September 30th, 2020. Tom Thompson's story about J.P. Morgan leads off JLN today. The story is titled J.P. Morgan, Tens of Thousands of Episodes of Unlawful Trading. Government settles against banking giant for almost $1 billion. Here's the beginning of the story. J.P. Morgan Chase & Company has agreed to pay the U.S. government $920 million in fines and disgorgement to settle spoofing charges. It is the largest payment ever agreed to by a defendant to settle a futures market manipulation charge. In the case that has been brewing for the past several years, the U.S. Department of Justice, the Securities Exchange Commission, and the Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced a joint settlement with J.P. Morgan for spoofing in metals futures, U.S. Treasury futures, and the Treasury Securities cash market for a period from 2008 to 2016. As part of the settlement, the DOJ agreed to deferred prosecution for 3 years, during which the bank is to report any violations involving it or its employees and to document and report all of its undertakings to remediate trading violations that occur or have occurred. To read the rest of the story, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments from today's hits and takes section of JLN. One has never seen everything, as the world is full of randomness and wonder. However, last night's debate knocked something off the list, something I had never seen before. The U.S. presidential election debate between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden was an absolute mess. My recommendation is for the other two debates to be canceled. No good can come to the U.S., its children, or the world from more of this type of chaos and disaster. See the lead story, a commentary from Jonathan Bernstein of Bloomberg, for his take. In case you wonder what Senator Kelly Loeffler's take on the debate was, here is one tweet from her. Real Donald Trump crushed Joe Biden tonight and proved exactly why he deserves 4 more years. The FT has a story titled How Davy Day Trader Stoked a Bond Market Rally. Surges highlight the power of hype and charismatic promoter. Davy the Day Trader is a new one on me. It makes you wonder who Scarlet the Scalper or Spencer the Spreader are. And of course, there's Sven the Swing Trader. The FT also has a story, Could Rhymes Prevent Financial Crimes? Poems are the latest weapon to fight against bank fraud. My rhyme is, roses are red, violets are blue, my money is green, and I am hanging up on you. The UK has recorded the highest daily number of coronavirus cases since the pandemic hit, and the largest number of deaths since July 1st, the FT reported. Registration for DC FinTech Week 2020 is now open. Register at dcfintechweek.org. MyXPearl, Miami International Holdings' first equity exchange, completed its first day of live trading yesterday. 16 member firms participated in the nascent exchange's launch on September 29th. 888 orders were sent, resulting in 30 trades for 2,075 total shares traded, according to an email statement by MIH Chairman and CEO Thomas Gallagher, the exchange experienced no operational or technical issues. TRACFIN, the French ministry that tracks financial fraud, terror financing, and money laundering, has arrested 29 people across France suspected of funding and providing logistical support to terror cells active in France. According to an ABC News report, the suspects used cryptocurrency vouchers as part of their money laundering operations. The report said that two main figures of the operation, still at large, are hiding somewhere in northwestern Syria. Today we have a podcast from Suzanne Cosgrove titled Cannabis Sector Outperforms S&P 500 as U.S. Sales Grow. To get the rest of the podcast, go to johnlothiannews.com. Here are some additional stories from the first read section of today's JLN. One Eurex, welcome to our refresh branding. Since Eurex's founding, innovation has been in our DNA. We are known in the markets as pioneers, We disrupted European derivatives markets when we launched in 1988, and we've continued to relentlessly innovate ever since. Our values haven't changed. We remain ingenious, agile, and resilient, shaping markets and delivering innovative solutions for our clients. Yet, as you can see the reading of this article on our website, something has now changed. Our branding. The new website from Eurex, what has changed? Eurex refreshed its brand, resulting in new colors, imagery, typefaces, logos on the website. We sat down with Cornelius Mueller, head of marketing, to find out what else changed. A new design on our website. Anything else new? A new domain. We moved from eurexexchange.com to eurex.com. This is now the leading site featuring all Eurex services from listed derivatives, clearing to repo. A single domain reflects how we see ourselves and also the market perceives us. One Eurex. This is also reflected in the branding where we have the same look and feel across the entire Eurex universe. And fresh new visuals are applied throughout all pages. Have fun discovering it. In non-market related news, the New York Times reported the sad news that singer Helen Reddy, the woman behind I Am Woman, died at the age of 78. The Australian-born singer's first number one hit became a feminist anthem and propelled her to international stardom. Helen Reddy, the Australian singer, 1972 hit song I Am Woman became the feminist anthem of the decade and propelled her to international pop music stardom, died Tuesday in Los Angeles. She was 78. The Wall Street Journal reported colleges use targeted lockdowns, online classes to preserve fall semester. Quarantines and short shifts to web instructions are the last-ditch efforts before schools change course for the whole term. Providence College put itself on lockdown last month, barring students who live on campus from traveling into town and telling those who live off campus to shelter in place using food delivery services. Classes moved online. Students could socialize only with their roommates. Their goal? Save the semester. Here are the top three red stories from yesterday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was the Wall Street Journal's Manhattan offices are nearly empty, threatening New York City's recovery. Second was the Financial Times Hong Kong Exchange announces interim chief as Charles Lee hastens departure. Third was another story from the Wall Street Journal, how to climb the corporate ladder while working remotely. Here are the MarketsWiki stats for the day. The site has 189,052,275 pages viewed, with 24,436 total pages and 226,140 edits. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way that you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.